This is Radio on the Go, keeping you informed with news breaks every hour throughout the day. Plus, free anytime at radioonthego.com.
It takes a solid foundation to build a business, and nobody understands that better than we do. Hi, this is Tom Abbas with First Bank Hampton. Whether your business is large or small, on the farm or in town, we can help you with all your financial needs. In fact, we've been helping family farms and local businesses just like yours for years by offering competitive rates, friendly personal service, and local decision making. If you're looking for a bank who puts you first, stop in and visit with the staff at First Bank Hampton. We're the right choice to help your business succeed. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker Program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio on the Go General Manager Craig Donnelly about events, meetings, public policy, and issues that affect our area. With today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker Program, here's Craig Donnelly.
This afternoon on the Newsmaker, we're talking with Doug Tarr with the City of Hampton, and Doug wears three different hats with the city. Doug, tell us what your responsibilities, where they lie.
All right, Craig. Well, I'm the Public Works Director, and that's first and foremost. And then I also am the city's Code Enforcement Officer, and then I'm also the Zoning Administrator for the City of Hampton.
Doug, right now we've seen the new year kick off with near record low temperatures, and has it caused any problems with water lines freezing in the city of Hampton?
It really hasn't as far as city water mains, Craig, but that could change overnight, obviously. But there has been some service line freeze-ups. The service line calls that I've heard about so far, though, are basically owner's responsibility. Those lines froze basically due to some drafty houses and some things that could have been prevented by the property owner.
Doug, the city of Evansdale, just to the east of us, had a water tower freeze up this week. Do you ever worry about the Hampton water tower freezing?
I don't, just historically, Craig. City of Hampton's water tower is a landmark water tower. That doesn't mean it's any more unique than anybody else's, but basically what it has a lot to do with is the turnover. We'll produce between 300,000 to 500,000 gallons a day, and because we're constantly filling and cycling and such with our community and the usage, that's kind of a big play. Now, if we weren't utilizing very much water and things were kind of stagnant, you know, it could freeze up, but that's not to say that ours will never freeze up. None of us can predict the weather, but right now I feel pretty confident. Historically, I think we'll be in good shape with the water tower.
Doug, I know you're monitoring the water around town, and how cold is the water? Is it near a danger that you're concerned about?
Not at this point, and like I said, like anything, it could change overnight. But however, as of yesterday, we took some water temps in some strategic locations at our water mains throughout town, and we were at 47 degrees yesterday. I don't get too alarmed or shook up about it until maybe we hit around that 40-degree mark. Once we hit 40 degrees, then it's going to prompt a little concern to where I actually have some check valves and things in some different areas that I can actually do the same thing that I'd recommend that property owners do, and that's just basically run a stream of water. And we're set up to where I think we can do that. We got a good monitoring system in place for the most part where the guys go out hands-on and just keep an eye on things right now.
Doug, a couple of years ago, we did have a lot of frozen water pipes. And what's your recommendation to property owners? How cold should their water get, or can their water get, before they need to leave that pencil stream running?
I'm going to recommend that 40-degree mark, Craig. If you're a private property owner, and especially if you froze up in the past, like we had a few years ago, if you were one of those that had that unfortunate situation, start monitoring now. And if you're in that 47, 45 range, you're probably okay. But if you start hitting that 40-degree mark, it's probably not a bad idea, and it'd be my recommendation to go ahead and maybe run that pencil-sized stream of water just to prevent a total freeze-up.
Doug, just in the last year, the city of Hampton partnered with a private insurance company that insures water lines against freezing.
Yes, we did. Service Line Warranties of America, Craig, is basically like a warranty company. It's like an insurance. It's private. It's for citizens to take this. I guess first thing I'd say, Craig, is if you have homeowner's insurance, contact your homeowner's insurance agent first. That's the first thing you want to do. See if you have any riders or anything on your insurance policy that would suggest that if you were to freeze up, would you be covered, or would your service line be covered for your structure and for your house?
Any idea how many property owners in Hampton, what percentage of property owners have taken out insurance with service line warranties?
I wish I had that information. I know the girls up at City Hall keep a better track of that. Apologize, I don't have that. But we've had quite a few people that I think have signed up. I know communities surrounding us like Mason City, Sheffield, for close ones. I know those folks have had this in place for a while and partnered with this company. And I've actually heard nothing but positives. And if it were my property, most definitely, I would make sure I'd either have that rider on my homeowner's insurance, or I would contact this company. It's very reasonable in cost. If you've ever been without water in the wintertime, and for those folks maybe that had that last time, it's probably a good investment.
Doug, you're going through the first winter with a new wastewater treatment facility in Hampton, and $8 million facility. And how's it weathering the winter?
So far, so good. The processing part of our new plant is operating outstanding. The testing results that we're getting for our finished water coming out of there is very impressive. We're still growing bacteria like we're supposed to be, and processing has gone very well. On the other hand, we got a lot of bugs still we're working out. It's a brand new facility to us, but you got to remember some of those components have been out there for a couple of years already. It's a long process to build one of these, but I think we're getting a handle on it and getting some grips. You know, we look forward to utilizing it for many years down the road. It's a heck of an investment.
Is it saving the city of Hampton money operating the new facility, state of the art, versus a 50-year-old plant?
In comparison, Craig, I really can't come up with those numbers, and it's going to be probably a couple years before I can, just to try to compare. Many aspects, yes. Many aspects, no. It's going to take a heck of a lot more energy to run this new operation and this new plant. And to try to compare the two apples to apples, you're never going to be able to do that because it's completely two different processes. What I do know is that the DNR is going to be very thrilled with us and very happy. And that's first and foremost, to make sure that we're actually taking care of our wastewater the appropriate way.
Doug, what's happened to the old wastewater treatment facility?
Much of the structures that were at the old facility have been demolished already. And that area where things have been demolished have been basically backfilled and seeded. And hopefully we have a stand of grass in some of those areas. But some of those buildings the city decided to keep. We have some heated storage out there as well as some cold storage in some of the buildings that were existing that we felt we really didn't need to demolish. And that actually helped us for some of the struggles that we have finding room for equipment.
And I understand that as you get the bugs out of the new facility, you're planning an open house in 2018.
Absolutely. 2018, I think you'll see that at some point, and I don't know what date that is yet. We'll have a grand opening for open to the public and everybody to come out and check out our new facility that we're really proud of.
Doug, I want to thank you for your time today. Doug Tarr, Public Works Director, City of Hampton, our guest today on The Newsmaker.
Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton. First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com and click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio on the Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher.
It takes a solid foundation to build a business, and nobody understands that better than we do. Hi, this is Tom Abbas with First Bank Hampton. Whether your business is large or small, on the farm or in town, we can help you with all your financial needs. In fact, we've been helping family farms and local businesses just like yours for years by offering competitive rates, friendly personal service, and local decision making. If you're looking for a bank who puts you first, stop in and visit with the staff at First Bank Hampton. We're the right choice to help your business succeed. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.